producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the planet. Well, not quite yet. We're starting with the Northern Plains, and we're blessed to have, well, it could be the planet. We don't know.
Yeah,
iHeart Radio, right?
Yeah, I mean, we know there are people. It's impossible to know how many are on there.
Right. So. Anyway, I'm not trying to be boastful. I'm trying to be thankful that you, on the other end of that radio, are tuned in right where you are right now, however you are, with the radio in the cab or with the iHeart Radio smartphone or however you listen on podcasts. God bless you. We appreciate it very much because you're the fuel that makes our engine go. So we appreciate you very much. Thank also our good friends here at 550 K-Fire, the mothership of the What's On Your Mind Network. Legendary voice of the Northern Plains. AM 1100, The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead. AM 1090, KTGO, The Flag, Boomin' to the Bakken, and KLTC in Dickinson. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here. It's the Talk Radio Town Hall today, as it is every Wednesday, and the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is raring to go. So pick up that phone, ask him anything as you do each and every week, 800-228-0550. Hello, Congressman Cramer.
Hey, Scott. Wow, it's good to be in the luxurious studios of Todd Mitchell.
Todd, the radio god's domain.
Yeah,
him and Phil Parker. It's the house that Phil and Todd built right here. This is what you
watch.
Yeah,
I would have expected more. No.
Now, before we get to
you don't know me until very well, then.
Our busy hour.
It's a miracle they give us this much.
How is your bride doing? I understand she's
doing great.
Is she?
Yeah. She's recovering from a little,
Minor surgery.
Yeah. She's doing great.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And I understand that prevented you from being in Wishick, North Dakota today.
It did.
Well, I thought I'd bring Wishick to you. Is that okay?
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, so Katie Pinky Lukens. Is my favorite ambassador for Wishick, because I don't have to be in Wishick. I could just watch her Facebook feed.
There you go.
Right, and I see all of what's happening in beautiful Wishick. She is on the phone right now to give us a little update on the sauerkraut making. And
have you ever seen them make it?
Oh, of course.
In that garage? Oh, it's incredible.
Katie, are you there? Can you hear us, Katie?
Yes, I can hear you.
Now we can hear you as well. How's it going?
It's wonderful. It's a beautiful day in Wishick, North Dakota.
And are everything tracking okay? You're ready to roll?
I hope so. My only job really was to make some kuchen to bring to our church bake sale. So I delivered the kuchen with my mother-in-law and my mom this morning, and I've already gotten some pictures of Leroy and Pat Warner cooking the sauerkraut, going with the speck, which is the pork fat, and they start serving. I know my husband and my mother-in-law start serving with other Wishick Association of Commerce members at 11 a.m.
All right, so we're less than an hour away. They throw the doors open, and did you do the bake sale across the street of the church?
I certainly did.
Oh, is that any good?
Yeah.
The pie.
I had pie. I might have had two or three different types.
It's just unbelievable. It's so darn good. You can't even believe it. So, Katie, just for folks that have not...
Yeah, we were there together last year.
Yeah, we did the show there.
Yeah, that's right.
I would have loved to have been there this year as well. Just snuck up on me, to tell you the truth. Yeah. I just didn't have it on the calendar. So, Katie, describe it for somebody that's not been there. Why should they be in Wishick today?
Well, it's in the smack dab middle of the week, like I said. So I always say it is, an inconvenient time. But it started back in 1925. So this is the 90th annual. And it started really as a thank you from Wishick business owners to the patrons of Wishick businesses. So it's a long-standing tradition, and harvest would be over, which now, of course, we still have people out in the fields with sunflowers, soybeans, corn, but harvest would be over and everyone would come to town to restock on their goods and supplies. And it's a free meal in the middle of the week, and it really is an honor to the German-Russian heritage of McIntosh County, Logan County, Emmons County. This tri-county area is heavy German-Russian, I think about 90%. Of the people here of the German-Russian heritage. So it's traditional sauerkraut, mashed potatoes. There's always a random slice of cheese on your plate, bun. And then there's our son is a senior in high school. He's 6'6", and he'll be standing on the stage singing in German with his choir and playing an accordion. And he told me, he said, don't tell everybody that I really can play the accordion. And I said, oh, but you can. He said, well, only the beer barrel polka. And I said, well, that counts. So
I love it. That's really fantastic. It is America and it is North Dakota all in one. And I knew you knew that because there's not an elected leader in North Dakota that has a brain that hasn't been to Wishig for one of the sauerkraut festivals. So I know you've been there.
Or multiple ones.
Yeah, exactly right. Many, many times. Katie, thanks for the update. We appreciate it very much. Our best to everybody in Wishig today. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, will be there.
Make sure you bring the leftovers to the big screen. I'll be there starting at 3 o'clock in the cafe on Cave Fire here.
Exactly right. Yeah.
I don't know if you want cold sauerkraut, but I'll try to keep it warm for you.
Oh, it wouldn't be the first time, trust me. I have plenty of German heritage myself. It wouldn't be the first time. But
our best to everybody, Pinky Lover, too, okay, Katie?
Pie, whatever,
thank
you know.
Thank you.
To talk to you. Yeah. So there we go. We brought the sauerkraut festival to you. Is that okay?
That sounds great. I can almost smell it.
Exactly right. All right. The one unfinished piece of business from last hour, and then we got to get to it with Congressman Kramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall, because we have so many topics to cover here today. I did have a conversation with someone I'm not going to name yesterday at the Bismarck State College event, but it is a well-known Democrat, okay, in a position to know who their candidate might be for governor. I relayed the comment from George Sinner to our news team that there was a possibility the Democrats would not recruit any candidate for governor. This particular Republican I spoke with said they believe Wayne Stengem will be the candidate, and that their goal at this point was to find a candidate that would, quote-unquote, rough up Wayne Stengem. That was the exact terminology used by the individual.
I'm thinking Kramer doesn't really take that seriously as a possibility of happening.
Well, I think he thinks big surprise.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah. I don't want to interpret your laugh differently than I should have. The individual indicated to me, and by the way, the person I talked to is one of two candidates that's potentially running that would do the roughing up. And in my mind, would do a pretty good job of that, if you consider that a noble field. I don't know that roughing somebody up is what politics ought to be
about. Well, not knowing who you're talking about or necessarily their tone, loyal opposition is an important role for in the political process, and one that we sometimes probably don't value enough. But
the other piece that I would tell you is there was another possibility that the Democrats are dreaming about. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know whether this individual would have any interest in this, but Doug Burgum, I know firsthand, is still seriously considering running for governor. Doug Burgum is former Microsoft. I say this because I don't think people outside of Fargo-Moorhead, a lot of them know who Doug Burgum is, but a very successful North Dakota businessman that worked. He actually bought into a company or started working for a company called Great Plains Software. It was literally a computer company in downtown Fargo that then became early pioneers in software, became Great Plains Software, and ultimately was sold to Microsoft by Doug and his investors. Mm-hmm. I think Rick Burgum was actually a bigger investor than Doug was, but Doug was, the CEO. Yeah. Anyway, have I described that accurately?
No, that's good. Yeah.
Anyway, so the Democrats actively are trying to recruit Doug Burgum to run and for governor. Mm-hmm. And whether or not he's wants that, doesn't want that, I don't know any of that. I know this. Doug Burgum has told me as recently as in the last week that he is still actively pondering whether or not to be a candidate for governor. So he's still, and has been mentioned before and said that publicly, so that's not necessarily new, but right. I guess what I'm saying is the news that Wayne Stengem is running isn't in any way dissuading Doug Burgum from running. So just a little bit of an update, a lot of inside baseball. Do you have any analysis on that commentary at all?
No, but I would say, as I've said before, clearly Wayne's a front runner, and he'd be good at the job. He'd be a good candidate. He's been an exceptional attorney general. That said, this is the time to run if somebody wants to be governor. If Doug is interested, I think I can't blame him. And by the way, knowing Doug and having followed his career, Doug would be a really good governor. I don't think and I may regret that someday if he's the Democratic nominee or something saying that. But the reality is he's a very successful CEO. He's a successful leader. He's a successful community activist. He's a smart guy. So. But if he wants to be governor, this is the time to run.
Emailer just says, it's interesting to me that the bar your source is setting is a candidate who can rough up Wayne, not beat Wayne, not convince the majority of North Dakotans that the state would be in better hands. but rather to rough up Wayne.
Yeah, it is an interesting choice of words. And by the way, I don't think Doug Burgum is the candidate to rough up Wayne. I don't think...
No, that's a different track.
Yeah, okay.
That's a different track. It's an A or a B.
Because I want to make sure people understand, that's not Doug Burgum.
Exactly.
Doug Burgum would not seek the position if he wasn't all in on doing it and didn't think he could do a good job.
This is two tracks from them.
So, okay.
Yep.
Now, that's the emailer's point is a good one, and the choice of terms, words is different. That said, if the person meant, if it's a political observer who's watched the history of politics, it's important to have a loyal opposition. And why is that? Even if you can't beat the person or aren't likely to win the race, it's important because it keeps the other candidate honest. It forces them to be transparent. You know, that's part of our political process that should be valued.
And by the way, I specifically asked that. Do you guys think you could beat Wayne? Not with Doug now. Again, with the rough up thing. And they said, no, he's the next governor.
Sure.
That's from the Democrat who may be running, doing the roughing up. Anyway, enough of that. What did Congressman Kramer think of the Democratic debate last night? We'll ask after this.
Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions feature exceptional cropland auctions in Emmons, Eddy, Lemoore, Benson, Grand Forks, Grant, McLean, Sheridan, Stark, Dunn, Hedinger, Slope, Adam, Cass, Norman, and Clay counties. And a Pfeiffer's exclusive Western Dakota land auction event in October featuring over 4,000 acres of exceptional pheasant and deer hunting land. For a complete catalog in each of these auctions, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas at Bull Table Stew is here to talk about the health benefits of owning a hot spring spa. Circulation is one you told me about, Vince. Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, in the human body, and I find this mind-boggling, but there's over 60,000 miles of blood flowing through your body right now through our circulatory system, and hot water improves that 121%. And that means good things are happening. Your body's coming alive. You're getting rid of the bad toxins. The blood's circulating. You're getting nutrients to it. That's why the Mayo Clinic will say for diabetes patients, hot water is good because it gets blood flowing to the feet and the legs where circulatory is sometimes an issue. And beyond that, you feel better. You get out every single time better than you got in. And I can't think of one product on the planet that can do more for you than hot water.
And when I'm stressed, I can go right to the hot spring spa for a massage, right?
Yeah, great massage. We always say better massage, better water, better energy. And we are the only hot tub company. Well, we invented the hot tub in 1977, hot springs. But we have our ACE saltwater system. And we know this. That is the number two reason why people don't get into hot water, because you think it's too much maintenance. With the ACE saltwater system, not only does it give you a chemical-free way of taking care of the hot tub, but it's hands-free. And the water feels truly better. You don't feel or smell like hot tub when you get out.
You'll find Vince with the team at Hot Spring Spas at Pool Tables 2 on 13th Avenue, Southwest Fargo, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, and South Washington, Grand Forks.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
On the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, Congressman Kevin Kramer here for you. Your questions and your comments today on the weekly Talk Radio Town Hall. And
there's nothing to Rob Bacon here today with him here.
I wish there was.
I know.
You have to
it's
go.
Not too late.
It isn't. No, you could go to, well, I'll tell you in a minute. Remind me to tell you where you can go to Cashwise today, because Fargo, West Fargo, Moorhead, Big Flavor Tour today. Today's the day of Cashwise. Free bacon, baby. Okay, brats and, lots of other goodies, too. Let's go out to Dickinson for our first call for Congressman Kevin Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall.
Hi, this is Dana out in Dickinson. I have a question for Congressman Kramer in regards to Planned Parenthood. Since the Congress, the Democrats in Congress, continually vote to fund Planned Parenthood at $500 million plus a year, then in turn Planned Parenthood turns around and makes an excess of over $20 million a year campaign contributions back to those Democrats. Isn't that simply money laundering? Why hasn't that been brought up? Thank you.
Congressman?
Okay, so Dana's point, thanks for the call, Dana. Dana's point actually was raised specifically by Congressman Jim Jordan in the oversight hearing on Planned Parenthood. So, again, it was Republican oversight that revealed this issue, and not just the $500 million, that we've known about for a long time. But he raised the fact that 100% of all of Planned Parenthood's political contributions go to Democrats, not 99%. Not 95, not more than half, 100%. All of that said, Dana's point about money laundering, somebody could make a similar argument, I suppose, about defense contractors, or they could make a similar argument about others that get federal support for various things in their business. And when I say federal support, the federal support comes as a payment for a service. In the case of Planned Parenthood, that service is not abortion because it's illegal to use federal funds to perform abortions. The fungibility of money, however, I think also gets to Dana's point, and that's exactly why they're under the investigation that they're under by not just three committees in Congress, but now the formation of a select committee specifically on Planned Parenthood. So they will have unique subpoena powers and evidentiary authority to dig into it further. So that's exactly to Dana's point what's going on.
Did I hear correctly that Planned Parenthood is now opting out of this business all of a sudden?
Well, what they decided to do, and they announced earlier this week, was that they would no longer charge for fetal tissue for research. In other words, that's what's gotten them in trouble.
I'm confused.
Lately.
Because they promised to stop selling these, again, infant baby parts for profit.
Right.
But they previously were telling us they weren't doing it in the first place.
Well, it's a parsing of words, but what they claim is that they weren't selling for profit, that they were simply charging the cost of, you know, the process and transporting it, because profit is illegal in their industry. However, what they've now decided they aren't going to do any longer is even accept payment for the costs.
Again,
they're not admitting guilt to the profit.
Okay, but it's still abhorrent that it's happening.
It's absolutely abhorrent.
With money or not.
With money or not.
But the money is the illegal part.
That's the illegal part.
Yeah.
The profit piece is the illegal. Now, that said, Scott, there is another thing, though, that we're looking into on the investigation side, and that is, do they change their procedures? Remember this?
Of course they do. According to the videos, they do.
Precisely. And that is also illegal. If they're changing their procedures to accommodate the recovery of, say, an intact heart or a brain. Because what you're talking about in changing procedures is perhaps helping the baby stay alive longer to take the brain while it's still active, for example. Things like that. Sorry to be so graphic, but that's the reality.
Well, I appreciate you being graphic about it, because quite honestly, I am stunned more than I am about, I think, any other issue that's ever come up in the last recent memory of the crassness of how people view this. But it's like it's about, you know, he said, she said on a video versus what we know is happening and they are admitting is happening with babies.
And, Scott, the chaos or the confusion surrounding this is part of the tactic of avoidance, right? So if they can avoid the discussion, then this crassness and then the graphic description, as I have just expressed, sort of goes away. That's what they want. That's why the select committee is so important.
Anybody within the sound of our voices on this issue, they go, oh, there they go, talking about abortion again.
Right.
This has nothing to do with abortion.
No.
In the sense of whether you believe Roe versus Wade is right or wrong or any of that. It completely separate from that. I mean, really, we're talking about, I don't know, say, for instance, if Sanford Health was busted on some undercover video with some horrible thing. I'm on the operating table and they're doing A, B, or C to me, right? And we find out through some video that they're, okay, they pulled out my liver because they can get a couple of bucks for my liver and they put in a different one without me knowing, right? Wouldn't everybody, within the sound of my voice that uses Sanford Health go, what? You know, throw them in jail? What? Of course they would.
Right.
And how is this different? I mean, this is about medical ethics. This is
it is, Scott, but what's different, unfortunately, is the emotion that surrounds the fundamental issue of abortion, and that's on both sides, by the way, because you find these incredible defenders of abortion rights who might be decent people, but rather than interest in the facts, are interested in defending Planned Parenthood at all costs. You find people on yours and my side who absolutely deplore the whole idea. And we dig our heels, and that's why the select committee is so important. And I keep coming back to that because a select committee that looks exclusively into this issue, that has the resources available to do it, can get to the bottom of it, and that allows hopefully calmer heads to prevail. And then we get to the truth, because at the end of the day, truth is what's the most important.
Speaking of select committees, Hillary Clinton took a shot at the committee that Trey Gowdy heads up in Congress related to her emails. Listen to this.
This committee is basically an arm of the Republican National Committee. It is a partisan vehicle, as admitted by the House Republican Majority Leader, Mr. McCarthy, to drive down my poll numbers. Big surprise.
So, Kevin, you and the rest of your fellow evil Republicans there in Congress clearly don't care about getting to the bottom of the scandal. You're all about taking your poll numbers down.
Which, of course, is blatantly false, and she knows it. But her, when your only defense is to attack the people investigating your misbehavior rather than explaining why you have done what you've done, or even just explaining why it was an okay thing to do, then you create, again, hopefully create this chaos. Remember, she's playing to the left right now. She needs to get the Democratic endorsement. So this plays well to them. But the reality is that Trey Gowdy, Chairman Gowdy, and the Select Committee have been complimented by many people, including those, you know, very close to Hillary Clinton for the professionalism. Here's the point. If the revealing of the truth surrounding Hillary Clinton's term as Secretary of State and the death of four Americans in Benghazi brings down her poll numbers, that's not the investigation's fault. That's her fault. It's not Trey Gowdy's fault that she was Secretary of State during this time. It's not Trey Gowdy's fault that she has this special relationship with herself as it relates to her emails. It's not her fault that, or Trey Gowdy's fault that, that the truth is bringing down her numbers. That's just politics.
Yeah, I mean, I really thought that was a slight. I mean, it was a good line. She planned it, right?
Clever,
but my point is that Trey Gowdy, just give me 20 seconds on his credentials as an attorney. This isn't the Republican National Committee. This is a trained prosecutor.
It's a bipartisan committee, too, by the way.
Yeah. Good point. Republicans and Democrats. So it's not like, that throwaway line. Everybody, wait a minute. Stop the, but none of this stuff is explained. Hey, we're back at it after a short break. Congressman Kevin Cramer, your calls, questions, comments, welcome on the Talk Radio Town Hall.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Max Harvest Day Sale. Two big weeks of harvest savings. A DeWalt 18-volt battery 2-pack is just $99.99. A nylon tow rope, 1 inch by 20 feet, is only $19.99. And from your area's largest supplier, grade 5 volts, just $1.59 a pound. Our 25-millimeter ammo cans are only $6.99. See our Harvest Day Sale insert in your newspaper or online at maxhardware.com. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish. Robust, mouth-watering vegetables. All from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to aquaponicsource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's aquaponicsource.com.
This radio gig gets to be a little stressful. I'm thinking about...
Well, for one thing, you have, like, more pieces of paper than Congressman Kramer's had in his entire administration.
Show prep, here. Baby. Show prep. I don't have Rush Limbaugh's staff.
Kevin Kramer has one sheet of paper. Rush. You have five.
There's no words on it.
It's all in his head.
There's no words on it.
I'm taking a picture.
Summer's manufacturing.
Well, I already threw my pile down. I threw my pile down.
I can get it in the picture. That's fine.
Can you? Okay.
Don't be tidying up.
All my pile. I'm not tidying up.
Okay.
Nothing. What I was trying to say is that it is a stressful gig because I have to work with people like Todd the Radio God and make fun of all my piles.
Oh, whatever.
And many other things. Man. So I'm thinking about doing the technician thing up there at Polar Service Center. Let me tell you a little bit about my friends at Polar Service Center. First of all, they're a Minnesota company, been around since 1946. Largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. You know, they're hauling all kinds of liquids. And, of course, in the Bakken, you name it, they're hauling it, right? Well, they are expanding. They're not one of these companies that are downsizing or, you know, being a little cautious or treading water or laying people off. They're expanding, okay? So they're adding more people than Killdeer. $35 an hour. Your choice of, yep, you can stay in that townhome on us, or here's your housing allowance, plus full health care. One of the best plans in the business. They're expanding to Williston, paying great Bakken wages there as well, and they need parts representatives and service wire to make $25 an hour on the top end. So this is really a good deal. They're a good company. They're good folks. Terry Eckstein's their human resources manager. Have you ever heard this from a guy from a major company? He has 30 service centers around the country that he's staffing. He says, do me a favor, Scott, just give out my cell phone number. Just give my cell phone number. I'll do a little quick chat, and we'll get him into the
system. I thought I was the only guy who did that.
507-696-1164. 507-696-1164. Okay? Back with Congressman Kevin Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. John in Lakota has a question next up here on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Callers come first, so I have a lot of questions for Congressman Kramer, but as long as you ask him, I have to shut my pile. Go ahead, John.
That's another promo.
I don't know if that was a question as much as it's a little bit of a comment. You were just talking about Hillary Clinton saying that the Benghazi thing is all political. But the reason she can say that with any kind of truth at all is because Kevin McCarthy cut the legs out from under Trey Gowdy when he said on Sean Hannity's show that we're investigating Benghazi and look at what it did to Hillary Clinton's poll numbers. So if it's anybody's fault, it's Kevin McCarthy's.
Well, Kevin McCarthy didn't choose his words very well. However, the way you just articulated this, pretty much how I heard Kevin say it, and it gets back to my fundamental point. We are investigating Benghazi, and Hillary Clinton's poll numbers are falling. The fact that those two things are related doesn't make the Benghazi investigation political. And quite honestly, and I would, and this is partly probably why Kevin McCarthy is no longer a candidate for Speaker of the House, because I think the ability to articulate the message appropriately is an important job for the Speaker. But that said, I would also say, you take Sean Hannity as a good example. Now, I like Sean Hannity. I can take him in very small doses, rarely. But here's a guy that's that pushes for this exact kind of rhetoric that you're just talking about, that pushes so many in our party, in our conference, to do these kinds of things, say these kinds of things, and act out this sort of hyper-partisan way. And I think that is part of the problem.
Actually, if you listen to that, he wasn't asking for that. He was asking for very specific ways that Kevin McCarthy was going to be different from John Boehner. If you listen to that interview, he wasn't asking him to say something stupid like that. Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah, I mean, I think Kevin McCarthy owns that statement. That's why he's not Speaker.
Right.
Won't be a candidate for Speaker, so he screwed up. But I don't think he gave Hillary Clinton the rhetoric, but it doesn't change the facts of what the committee's there for.
Precise.
Now, here's my question for you, John. Does John Boehner and Kevin McCarthy and Kevin Cramer deserve credit for the fact that there is a select committee investigating this? Do they deserve credit that the reason we know about our email nightmare is because of that committee?
Well, first of all, I guess I'd have to say that the select committee probably should have gotten started about a year before. But I do have a question. Does anybody on that select, have they ever taken anybody?
I was hoping for an answer.
Put them under oath to test before they testify. Ask the penalty or perjury. Has anybody that they've talked to at that select committee been under oath? So if when they're catching them in lies, that they actually have the penalty of perjury, because I don't believe there has. I haven't heard of it. Maybe Kevin.
Everybody that testifies before the select committee is sworn in under oath. And so far, what I think you may be missing is the select committee has done dozens, if not hundreds, of interviews and went through thousands of documents in the investigation process. But not all of that is in public hearings. Those things are done as part of depositions. And this is a criminal investigation, basically. They haven't assumed a crime has been committed, but they have all of the evidentiary authority. But this is true of all of our committees. All of the people that have testified in the oversight committees and the other committees, foreign affairs, they're often sworn in under oath.
John, go ahead.
So when they are telling lies and it can be proven, they're gonna be prosecuted.
Well, they certainly can be charged by Congress now, remember, with perjury, or they can be charged with, in contempt of Congress, which many people have, including Lois Lerner and Eric Holder. The problem is, in a federal investigation or for, say, the FBI or something, for the Justice Department to file charges, that requires, of course, an Obama appointee, and that's not like
right.
that. However, remember, in Hillary's case, she is under investigation by the FBI right now for her email special arrangement with herself over her email.
John, I appreciate the call, and call again. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks from the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. A gentleman I got to know by being a fellow resident of the home away from home here in Bismarck for me, the Expressway Inn and Suites, is a fellow by the name of Ed over there. And Ed used to call into the program. He had a strong accent. I don't know if you remember, but I'd have conversations with Ed before I'd come over for the show, and he'd say, "You got that Cramer on today?" I'd say, "Yeah." "You tell him I want some more fights out of them Republicans. That Boehner, he drives me crazy. I don't like any of them." And he was a big fan of yours.
Yeah.
But he wanted more fight out of the leadership, okay? Ed passed away, I found out this morning.
Yes, he did. I heard that.
I just heard that actually this morning from some of the crew at the Expressway Inn and Suites when I was walking out. So rest his soul. He was a gem. And I know they were a good family member for the Doshes and Moschenbergers and everybody over at the Expressway Inn and Suites.
Right.
But there are a lot of people out there, like my late buddy Ed, who say, "Okay, that good. Boehner's gone. Good. Done. I'm out of there.
Yeah.
And now you better get somebody in there who fights." What do you say? Are we fighting enough? Are we using every tool in the toolbox?
I believe we are. The problem is, I would go back to the recent call. On the one hand, they want more fight. On the other hand, if you sound too harsh, then you cut the legs out from under Trey Gowdy. You know, you see the conflict here that I see pretty regularly. And pounding your chest and fighting, saying you're fighting. Remember, we had a congressional delegation that fighting was their main term they used in
campaign slogan
all the time.
We're fighting.
Right.
Yeah. They've got nothing done.
Right. The point is,
other than spend more money.
We need to win some of these fights. And so, do I think we could fight harder, or at least give the impression we're fighting harder? Sure. I think John Boehner was not the kind of guy. Although I would tell you this, Scott. Again, remember, he's the only speaker in history who's ever sued the president of the United States. And he has standing to do so.
Well, his communication and public relations staff should be fired.
Yeah,
but
that's also on him, Scott. You know John well enough to know he does not like to get on and use a lot of rhetoric and tough talk. He is an institution, a member of the institution.
When he was out here doing a little fundraising
right,
for you,
right?
I don't know when it was, the summer.
Yeah,
I'd asked him for an interview, and I was lucky enough to know every stop of his
right
in the region, and I sort of stalked him a little bit, right? And yeah. Or the Flickinger's one night.
I didn't want to call it that, but yeah, okay.
Out in Medora. I'm pretty sure the speaker thought I was stalking.
Yeah,
but
you were invited. Yeah.
So by the end, he said, "Look, I know you got an interview request in. I saw it. I reviewed it. I thought about it. I decided not to do it." Mm-hmm. I said, "Why? Yeah, I get on with you, and then it goes viral." I said, "Mr. Speaker, that's the point."
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's the point. Right. I'm not going to play gotcha. I will ask him tough questions,
right.
And he'll say, "Hey, I'm the first speaker of the House to sue the president, Scott."
Right.
And then there's a sound clip.
Right.
And I don't know if you remember last time he was out at Yagan Farm, and we had national news.
Yeah, we did.
About the president.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
But before I was here, I was down at Barnes & Noble having coffee with the coffee clutch down there. I have to do it at least five times or I don't get invited to the Christmas dinner. Anyway, so I had coffee with my friends down there.
You get a card punch to go to Christmas party.
But they raised many of these same issues. And I said, "Well, did you know, for example, that... that he's the first speaker to sue?" "Well, no, I didn't know that. How come we don't know that?" And I said, "Well, you know, because he doesn't say it. He doesn't go on the talk shows and say it." And I said, "Did you know, for example, that, that we've cut the budget 4 years in a row with a Democratic president because of John Boehner? Did you know, for example,
the entitlement was the one that kills me?"
Yeah. Okay. Here's a nobody knows that. Do you know that John Boehner is the first speaker to eliminate earmarks?
That's a huge one. And by the way, Newt Gingrich credits that to all this mutiny.
Well, that's part of the problem, because even Ron Paul was kept in check by a bribe from earmarks. And when the speaker takes that out of his tool chest, he doesn't have the same tools of discipline that other speakers
have. All right, we got to get back to the calls here. John and Bismarck for Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go, John.
Yes, I have a question, and hopefully Congressman Cramer can help me and a bunch of other voters understand. I heard two contradicting statements last night. One was that all of the candidates support small business owners.
Yeah.
The other was that all of them are advocating an increase in the minimum wage.
Yeah.
And I think those two contradict each other. If I'm a small business owner and I have a dozen employees that I'm paying $10 an hour to, and all of a sudden I have to pay them $15 an hour, it seems to me I have two choices. One would be to close my business. The other would be to raise my prices. And when all of the businesses in this country are forced to raise their prices, does that increase in minimum wage help anybody? Can you help me and understand that?
Well, I suppose, John, if you don't close your business and you only cut your staff by 50%, it helps the 50% that are still working. How about mandating of hours of family leave? How about Obamacare? They all supported Obamacare. Talk about a tax on small business. The small businessman is the hardest hit by Obamacare. And how about climate change regulations? Who gets hit harder than small business? Nobody. No, it's a conflict within their own brain.
Hey, John, you get the medal of the day for suffering through that sucker last night and pulling out a very good point and a very good tidbit. Thank you very much, Jamie Bismarck, Gary Wilson. Next in queue on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm Chairman Tyler Spike. Since approximately 70% of North Dakota soybean crop is shipped overseas, the North Dakota Soybean Council is proud to be hosting a number of international trade teams this fall. These teams consist of the top wholesalers, traders, and buyers of U.S. soybeans from Southeast Asia and China. While buyers may have been purchasing North Dakota soybeans for years, there is no better way to build relationships than to bring them to fields right here and show them a soybean harvest in action while meeting farmers and sharing a meal in the shop. Because of the relationships that are developed through these trade team visits, the buyers know that our soybeans are of good quality and produced by people they know and trust. For more information about our international marketing efforts, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Imports.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
The Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline with your calls, questions, and comments in a very short segment, our final one for Congressman Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall. Speaking of the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, as I mentioned earlier, Fargo cash-wise today, big savings on Cloverdale, but better yet, the Cloverdale Big Flavor Tour is there. Stop by for some tangy summer sausage. The brats, they're doing ham patties too today in Fargo. West Fargo tomorrow, tangy and some brats, and then Moorhead on Thursday, okay, or Friday, rather. So tomorrow, West Fargo, Friday in Moorhead. Be fun. Tomorrow, I will be in Grand Forks broadcasting from the University of North Dakota. We'll talk a little bit about the aviation school there, named after John D. Odegaard, who tomorrow will receive the Theodore Roosevelt Rough Rider Award from Governor Jack Dalrymple and the committee, a most appropriate award, unfortunately, several decades after his passing. But he is a genius, and he was a good friend, and I'm thrilled for his widow, Diane, and Stephanie and John Jr., his children. So we'll be there tomorrow for that Friday in the studio. Okay, let's get to the recorded call that came in during the break, and then a couple of live calls, Jamie and Gary as well.
Scott, I'd like to ask the congressman, does he have any idea why when the Senate is passing this bill, they keep letting them filibuster stuff that the Congress has pushed through to them? Why don't they use the nuclear option, just like the Democrats did when they were in charge? I don't understand why they just keep letting them do this to them. Don't they know how to win? I mean, this is ridiculous. If they can do the nuclear option, they put it on the table first. It's time to start using it. I mean, I'd really like to know, ask him if he knows why they do this.
Obviously, that's a question for a senator, and I'm not one. However, I am a co-sponsor of legislation that would implement a 51-vote majority for passage of legislation, or at least more consideration of as the caller calls it, nuclear option rather than the filibuster. Scott, the tradition of the filibuster in the Senate really is not a bad idea. It's to protect the minority. But the filibuster, remember, we've all seen, you know, the movie, right? The filibuster, to have a true filibuster, you're supposed to speak on the floor. You don't just get to say, hey, I'm going to filibuster this and then go home for a month.
Oh, they've wrecked every rule there is.
Right, right. Yeah. So I'm not against the filibuster, but you ought to have to exercise it the way the tradition says.
Mitch McConnell's been horrible, though, hasn't he?
He's not real strong.
He's a weak leader.
He loves the institution more than he probably cares about, liberty.
Well, I mean, great that he loves the institution, right. But I mean, he's getting his head handed to him.
Right.
I mean, shouldn't he go to Harry Reid like tenacity,
right?
Maybe within the rules, but at least there's that level of tenacity in saying, I'm going to use the rules to our benefit.
Right. Now, all of that said, of course, what that means is that we're going to put a bunch of stuff on the president's desk that he vetoes. But
who cares?
At least he does. Right. At least he vetoes it. So I think you have to be, in fairness, remember that Harry Reid got to control, he had control over a majority with the president as opposed to against the president. It's a little bit different.
In talking to Senator Hoban yesterday, they seem to be the strategy is, let's just do this inside baseball deal where we're, through the appropriation process, going to get rid of all this bad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is that working?
Well, I'll tell you the one thing I think we will succeed at getting rid of it, to use your quote, is Waters of the U.S. That's one that we were successful in last year. I think we'll be successful again this year. Of course, we have even more momentum considering it's already been stayed by the courts. So that may be what the senator's talking about. However, you take the Clean Power Plan as an example. There's one that's a big-time job killer. It's unilateral disarmament of the U.S. economy. It's based on a religion of climate change.
Yeah.
And so,
Bernie Sanders drank the Kool-Aid. Did you see that last night?
Well, he threw it up. He vomited it. I mean,
yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Came gunning for North Dakota. Fossil fuels got to go.
Yeah.
There you go.
100%, by the way.
Not phased out. Now done. Gone.
I wish they'd put a solar panel on Air Force One and see how well it flies.
Unbelievable. Jamie Bismarck for Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go.
Hey, morning.
Good morning.
This is about the first time I think I've really been mad at you for something, Kevin.
Okay.
What do you say? What do you say?
That's you're mad at me less than my wife, so that's not bad.
The first thing, it's kind of on the same subject, but the first thing is when you said this guy from Fargo would be he's a Democrat, but he'd be a good governor. You know, you don't need to say that kind of stuff.
He's not a Democrat. He's a Republican.
The Democrats are trying to recruit him to be the governor.
But he's not a Democrat.
He's not a Democrat.
Really, the Democrats are going to recruit a Republican.
He was at my last fundraiser, as a matter of fact, with John.
Why would they be trying to recruit a guy who's a Republican?
Have you seen their bench?
Yeah, have you seen what they got to offer? And by the way, just so you know, we're not crazy. They tried it with John Hoeven.
They did, yeah.
And it actually worked for a very short period of time until he came to his senses, right?
Okay, that was one thing. All right, you got me on that one. I guess I don't know the guy, but the other thing you said was when Sean Hannity, couldn't stand really listening to him for very long. It was inflammatory language, and that, I happen to like that kind of language, and so do a lot of people, because if it wasn't for the Sean Hannitys of the world, the Republicans wouldn't have got the Senate and the House back, because that's what fired up the Tea Party to get people off their butts.
I don't disagree with any of that point. That doesn't mean that I can tolerate listening to him for a long time. My point being that Sean Hannity has a different job than me. And inflaming people and provoking people and driving up ratings, that's his job. My job is different than that. And so I can listen to parts of it for sure. Like I said,
well, I kind of wish some of you politicians would get a little more fire. You know, if somebody's up there like Bernie Sanders saying he's a socialist in front of everybody, I'd like you guys to go and kick him in the butt instead of saying he's a nice guy.
Well, listen, the more he says he's a socialist, the better it is for us. I think he should keep talking.
Gary in Williston, we're not going to have time to get your question here on gun control for Congressman Kramer, but can we get your number and call you first next week?
I'm against gun control.
I know you're back.
Yeah, give us a call next week, okay? We'll put you first in line. Call at the beginning of the show. Congressman Kramer, thank you.
Thanks. Call Gary. I'm counting on you.
Always a pleasure. And by the way, you can call 24-7. We forward these on as well, even when it's not the talk radio town hall to Congressman Kramer. So happy to do that as well. 855-200-1776. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.